veins of a brethren this morning ministering in Kansas is think, you know, think, think, you know, kind of reminds me of Rick's practice, think, think, you know. We're gonna look in Colossians here and kind of stir our minds to what to think about. But we're in Colossians chapter 1, and we're gonna start at verse 9, and we've seen that week before last that the pastor there had went to Paul and told him about the love of God, you know, in all the brethren's heart there. And Paul was thrilled with that. And Paul replies then, and he says, "For this cause we also," this verse 9, 1 and 9, "for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God."
Well, what a prayer for a person.
And I noticed there he used the knowledge of God. He did say the knowledge of the Father or the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, but he says the knowledge of God. And when we'll go down and we'll kind of see what Ray was talking about there this morning, you know, about I and the Father and Father and me. But he says, "Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power until all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even for forgiveness of sin." So we see Paul here wanting to get a mindset set in the people. You know, the people's walking in love, they're rejoicing. But he wants to, what I perceive, is set their attention. We'll see this later as we read in 1. But he wants to set their attention on the work of the cross.
Yep.
Everything that Jesus has done for them, he wants them to get rooted and grounded. And love. And that love, you know, Ray is talking about, you know, this morning, the Father and the Son. You know, the work of the cross, what was done. And you know, you ain't never gonna get away from the cross. Some preachers, they just dance all around the cross and maybe not want to preach on the cross or the blood. But that's the center thing of this gospel.
Amen.
And the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll see how that, as we go on and read, how that just strengthens us, knowing the love of God.
Yes.
He wants us to know this love of God.
Yes.
And it's all from the Father and the Son. And, well, I won't get on in the next week's talking, but I'm going to shorten it up so Miss Mary can come on up here and Brother Charles, I thank you for prayer. Mary, you want to pray? Okay, sit Mary comes up.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for the love that you have given us, and we draw us to love you with and love each other with. No greater love than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. You not only laid down your life, you suffered all our penalties, all our diseases, everything we deserve in hell. And because of that shedding of the blood, there's complete and total remission of our sins. We thank you that you are in this room right now, and your spirit is here to guide you with us to hear what Mary has to preach and say. And she has the tongue of a penny writer. She has the tongue that you have placed in her as a ready writer, that she will walk in the wisdom and she will speak coming forth from her spirit, and we will hear and see, and we'll have a glorious time in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. How about you? Thank you so much. How about that?
What
are you doing? I'm just so thankful
to know that the Lord is soon to come.
Amen.
And soon is not a time, it's an expectation.
Oh, that's good.
So we should be expecting Him every day. Live that way. Why you don't do this? Why you ain't go? I'm expecting someone.
Yes.
The Almighty, the All-Knowing. Praise God. So we want to live our life that way. Now expect, you know, we see the signs all the time. Coming soon. It could be some restaurant or, you know, and, you know, you got your expectation, you know. Even when Publix was coming to Gardendale, I mean, they kept that sign out, coming soon. So one of the signs, they said coming soon in November. They put a time with that soon. So that gave a time with it, coming soon in November. But Jesus said He's coming soon.
Yes.
So that should roll us into an expectation of Him. And Ray, tell me what you do when you're expecting somebody. Maybe somebody from out of town calls and tell you and your wife that they're coming. They want to stay a week with you.
You prepare. You work.
Whoa. Oh, my God. See, I have to ask a woman that because, hey, I should ask the woman that because we know what we do when we're expecting. So what would you do if you're in expectation of His coming? You're prepared. You're getting ready. You live that way every day. You get up, maybe today. You live that way. And when you're preparing for somebody, you do what He told you to do. He said, work until I come.
Yes.
So you're just not sitting idle. You know, when Jesus went up, Lord, why am I getting on this? Because I have something different.
Holy Spirit talking
to you, right? Okay. I'm letting Him lead me because He's y'all teacher this morning. Y'all see me. I'm the visible teacher.
Yes.
But the Holy Spirit is the invisible teacher.
Amen.
Praise God. He said, I'll teach you. And we let never, I mean, I hear so much people say this and say that, you know. They put in so much dependence on everything else except the Holy Spirit as a teacher.
Yes.
They're going through everything. I love rabbis. Rabbis are very smart people. Mm-hmm. I don't put them down. But the Holy Ghost is our teacher.
Yes, amen.
Listen at what they say. But the Holy Spirit is your teacher.
Yes.
Some things they get right and some things they get wrong. But the Holy Spirit never gets anything wrong.
Ooh,
He's your
amen.
Best teacher.
Yes, yes, yes.
He said, I can teach you because I've been there with Him. I know Him. You know, I can show you Jesus.
Yes.
Huh?
And He knows the word inside and out, just like Jesus.
He said, I'm the Spirit of truth. Let me teach you.
And He knows the deep things.
Yes.
Whoa, I like that, brother. And He knows the deep things.
Yes.
He said, I can go real deep. I know the deep things. Come on.
And we draw that out to pray in the Spirit and read the word.
Whoa.
And know the nature of God. That's how we hear.
Oh, it sharpens your ears, Mary.
Physically so minded.
It fine-tunes you.
And we go everywhere else a lot of times, a book, and we think about it, and we try to decide how we're going to take care of this problem. It's so simple.
It is.
Stay with God, stay in His presence, and hear and ears with that tender heart and that nature of God in you. He will talk to you.
Amen. Okay.
He shows you things to come, doesn't He, Mary? Like you said.
Whew.
He's your teacher.
You know, He said, just call on me and I'll show you things to come.
Amen.
He didn't say call on the rabbi, call on this and call on that. But I don't put rabbis down. It's good. But they're trying to find God just like we are. They're trying to find, I mean, you know, they're trying to find their way too. I'm not putting them down. But I'm saying we're putting too much. We're putting 100%. When He said, call on me. You know, And God said, well, what is his number? I said, it's in Jeremiah. His number is Jeremiah 33:3. Just try dialing that. Call on him. Amen. And what he said he'll do. He'll answer us and show us great and mighty things we don't even know of.
Oh, glory, glory.
Whoa. Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is where we're going this morning. Praise God. The Holy Spirit has, you know, he just flowed. So don't get upset with me. Take it up with the Holy Spirit. We've just finished our last lesson last week on love. Did y'all enjoy that series?
Oh, yeah.
I like y'all cavemen, y'all. David just, I like that. Okay, I'm going to ask the question again, and we're not going to be cave people.
I can't feel all of theirs.
Okay, did y'all enjoy the lesson on love?
Yes.
Did y'all realize that the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart?
Amen.
You have abundant supply of love,
yes,
to meet your circumstances and needs and the things that you may encounter. You never encounter nothing on this earth that you can't say, I don't have a full supply of love.
Oh,
and it's been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who will bring it out of you? The Holy Spirit will bring it out.
Yes.
He shed it in there and he'll bring it out. Now, what will stop the flow? When you want to walk in your own will, in your own way.
Yes.
When you don't do what the scripture said, you put on love, transform that mind.
Yes.
For love. Because our minds are not transformed for love. Not the love of God, not the agape.
Mm-hmm.
We love, you know, that mind is transformed like the world transformed. They'll love you today and they can hate you tomorrow. That kind of love.
Husband and wife relationships and boyfriend and girlfriend, just perfect examples.
You're right.
I mean, you love somebody and you marry them and they're not what you want them to be. So you just get rid of them.
Yeah, you say, hey, I don't love you no more. I don't want you no more. We're not talking about that kind of love. Like you say, I love ice cream.
Yum.
And then maybe further down, you know, I don't love Bluebell anymore. Who could say that? Can anybody say that?
Joyce Meyer's book, and she was, you know, David and her got married real quick. But she says, God, David, her Dave was strong in the Lord, and he's the one really behind her ministry, David.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, he made a decision because God told him, he said, you be patient and careful and loving all that awful stuff she's done to him over you. You know, just hard to live with and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was an anchor. He knew that. And she says he's the one that got her stepping out on all the ministries and doing. He's behind the scene.
Mm-hmm.
He is actually God. Look what a miracle in her life and how many millions of people she touches.
Amen. Amen.
A godly man who knew her like 2 dates, and God told him in several years that she was not the person to live with.
Uh-huh.
But she come home. He said, "Well, am I going to have a sweet wife, or is she going to be so mad at me for no reason? I don't know. Or is she going to blow up over anything, or is she just going to be
oh wow
talk to me for a week?" And that's the way she lived. But because he stayed with her, and it don't matter if you've never seen it, the Word of God tells you to stay with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
God don't ever give up on me.
Mm. Praise God.
So he's given us, if we're born again. Love. Now, other people that aren't born again, I guess that's different.
He said that he would sit out in the parking lot after work and sit there and contemplate whether or not, what kind of mood she would be in, you know, and stuff. Sometimes he'd cry, you know, because she wouldn't speak to him for 2 weeks. He'd sit out in his car before he went in and cry and just seek God because of her attitude.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Oh, my God. Hey, I'm out of time. But I'm going to tell you what we're getting ready to flow in or get ready to teach in. We're going to the glory of God. We're going to teach on the glory again. Praise God. We're going to finish that. Okay, Apostle, come on. I'm out of time. I didn't
something that the Lord just placed this on my heart.
Mm-hmm.
We need to pray this week in the spirit, and I understand it this year, specifically about what you're fixing to teach, the glory of God. That mm-hmm. is so important.
Amen.
From the simplest to the macro, you know, just all their glory. You know, the glory of God is me looking right there at that beautiful scene right there.
Yes, it is.
It's also raising the dead.
Amen.
Me and people coming to the Lord.
Amen.
Feed thousands of people. So just pray. The way I do it is just, this is what God leads you. I would just say, Lord, I'm just going to tell you, you're using my mouth with the Holy Spirit to pray for the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want me to pray with understanding after I get through praying with the Spirit, I'll do it. But I'm going to at least just say 10 minutes or 5 minutes. Or whatever. If you don't apply, of course, don't do it. But just pray in the Spirit. You're specifically praying about what Mary's going to release about the glory of God. I feel it's going to be glorious.
Ooh.
Glorious, 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 glorious.
I think this lady have heard from God.
Yeah.
Well, you can't go nowhere. You read a bunch of books and pray a lot. So.
But praise God. Come on, Apostle. That's good. Because we are glory carriers, and we can't forget that. We carry the glory of God. It's just so many good things. All right, Apostle, I'm giving this seat up because I want to teach next week.
Mary, I passed around a sheet, and one of the first things it says in here is "for in glory."
Woo!
And so, it's just something about God's written a long, long time ago, and I think you can share yours with
yeah.
Brother Charles. But I was going to hand that out earlier, and I forgot to, and mm-hmm. ran out of time. So anyway, I just want to pass that around. Everybody can take it home and read it.
Praise God.
It's
so,
one extra mile.
For those that can't see what we're talking about, Theophilus writing to Autolycus. So you can look it up on the internet.
Praise God. Come on, Apostle. I'm getting out this seat. I'll be teaching next week because I'm getting out of this seat now. When I go overtime, I have to pay him back his time.
No.
So I don't get a chance to teach. So that's reason I'm stopping now, but next week we're going to go into the glory. Praise God.
Amen. The Lord is moving by His Spirit. It's going to be good. Love, the teaching she did on love is good. And it's on, I thank God for the website. Everything's on the website. And it's on newlivingletters.com. This is a global ministry. God has got us doing a global ministry by the website. And my instructions was, he said that he was going to lead people to that website. That was part of the instructions he gave. And I know he'd do it. And, you know, never underestimate what God can do. He wants us to believe him. And following God is so easy. But, this is something that I saw something as I was teaching last week. I had to do some radio broadcast, and the Lord had me teaching on the real Jesus. The real Jesus. And so I started in the Beatitudes, and I did one broadcast on that, and then I did another one on John chapter 3, not just 3:16, but the chapter, to show people what Jesus had to say. Because so many people have preached a rendition of Jesus in their own, after their own interpretations and their own will. But the Jesus that's about to return is the real Jesus. And sometimes people have forgotten some of the things that he said. Because he does the Father's will. He does what the Word do. In the beginning, God said the light. He chose the light. He said he made a difference between light and darkness. And he chose the light, rejected the darkness. Jesus does the same thing. The Word of God does the same thing. When a person reads it, it splits them in half. It divides the spirit from the mind or the soul. And it gives us instruction. It's a mirror. You look in it and you see where you are. When you're in God's presence, you know where you are. In Isaiah chapter 2, when the Lord returns, his people will be looking for him. they're ready. They're going to rejoice. That's their natural way of doing things. That's what they commonly do. They'll fall out and worship. They'll sense his presence and they'll worship him. And the wicked, when he comes to touch the earth, and he comes back and they'll see his presence like lightning, they're going to cast all of their idols away. Everything that's not right, they're going to want it far from them. And they're in fear because they know that they're wrong. They know that they chose the world away. Nobody has to tell them anything. They know it.
But at that time, it'll be too late.
It'll be too late.
Because the rapture's already happened.
Yeah.
The tribulation's already happened. Comes to touch the earth. And they'll know.
They'll know.
It'll be too late.
They know they're out of bounds.
And they can't do any repentance because it's over.
Yeah. They chose the world. God worked with them and tried to get them on board. When they saw the people of God coming, they went another way. And they, you know, they wrong. They rallied for abortion, same-sex marriage. They were stout about it. They didn't love the people of God. They plotted against the people. When Jesus come back, they know that they wrong. They know that they know they out of bounds.
You know, Tristan, they knew they were wrong because mm-hmm. of their conscience. God gives everybody, you know, everybody's mm-hmm. got a conscience.
Yeah.
But they have seared it so much, and when his presence comes, it's going to enlighten their conscience and everything. They'll know it.
They'll know
it. They know that they'll know the truth.
Yeah.
And the people that has been born again, mm-hmm. like you said, we've been worshiping and praising, but the other ones that totally rejected them, they're mm-hmm. going to know the complete truth.
Yeah.
What they're going to do, you know, what they've missed.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that would be hell just right there.
Yeah. The enemy, he has many plots going on at once. And I began to see them for what they were years ago. And I made some decisions. I said, I'm going to obey whatever God give me. And I'm not going to set my ministry up to depend on others. Because mm-hmm. evil men will try to control it. You know, like people ask me all the time, why don't you do advertisements to help pay for the radio? I said, no. I say what the real Jesus said. Mm-hmm. I've been doing that all along. So let's say a Chevrolet dealership sponsoring me. I'm going to say what Jesus said.
Amen.
Some people will be offended, and they won't want to do business with them. And then they're going to tell them, I don't like who you got advertising for you. Then they're going to say, preacher, why don't you just calm it down a little bit? I'm not doing that. I'm going to say everything that Jesus said do. I'm going to tell you, you know, I'm going to preach love God. Hate the world. Hate the world system. Don't take a stand against Satan. Do what's right.
Mm-hmm.
People, when people rally for money, when they try to raise money, they try to make it kind of politically correct.
Yes.
And it's, you don't hear the people. On TV, it's almost rare to hear somebody preach the real Jesus. The way he spoke it, the way he taught it, the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Unpopular things they dance around. All right, when the reason we have a church with a strong healing ministry is because healing is taught here. Pastor yes. teaches it. We've experienced it. We expect it.
And we read the Word.
And we've studied with students.
Our Word people, even our little ones.
Yeah.
A lot of the Word.
And we're fighters.
Yes.
I've never been in a church where people fight the enemy like they do here. They're fighters. It's here. You know, that the faith for the things of God is here. And that's what people have been hearing. So that's where they have faith. All right? When preachers preach all the good scriptures, that you know, the favorable thing, they dance around the rebukes. They dance around the order of God, the dangers. They dance around the dangers. And they don't preach against hell. I mean, they don't preach, teach people about hell. People dance around that. That's unpopular. But what happens is people don't have faith for those things. You have to have faith for the danger side, the dangerous things, just like you have faith for the blessings. If God, out of all the things that He could have done, to shut down evil. Hell is what he came up with. And he always comes up with the best option. He had many choices, but what he finally chose, that's the best option. And I, you know, and people say, well, how could God love us and then make hell? That's a from a standpoint of a person who's just getting started. If you study what happened in Genesis, God told Adam, the day you eat of this tree, you should surely die. Well, Adam died that day. Now, Peter reveals that a day to God is 1,000 years. Adam died at the age of 930 years. And look what happened to his generation. By the time Moses came about, they were thinking only evil continually. Man couldn't be trusted to live that long, because the enemy will consume them. Their heart got so hard, they only thought about evil continually.
And he lived less than a day.
Yeah, he lived less than a day. He never lived, nobody lived 1,000 years.
Right.
Because if Adam can't live 1,000 years, nobody born in his lineage can live that long.
Methuselah came close, but that was it.
Yeah.
He was close, but no cigar.
And he didn't make a day. And you know, we always taught it, well, he died spiritually, he did. But he also died physically that same day.
Mm-hmm. Sin is insidious death.
Mm-hmm.
Disease is its process. It kills you.
That's, well, see, that sounds like a long time to us, but it's only one day to God.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what got me. You know, 1,000 years is one day, and nobody's lived past one day to God.
Mm-hmm. But see, to me,
because of sin.
As you mm-hmm. get to know God and his personality, heaven, hell there is his ultimate love for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wanted us to be so high that we could choose. We have the angels couldn't choose.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't make mistakes when they were gone. They didn't help, you know, mm-hmm. they stayed with him fine. But he gives it and he keeps working with us. So it shows the ultimate love of God, because mm-hmm. he places in everybody a desire and a knowing that there's a God. But he loves us so much and wants us to fellowship and love him so much and have that love that he actually lets us choose to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
God sends no one to hell. Mm-hmm. We choose to
people they
didn't make it for us.
They love the world.
No, that was
it was not made for us.
Mm-hmm. See, whatever you do, it's because of the spirit you are.
Yes.
If you operate according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, like Ray was teaching this morning, that's the spirit you are. If you do what Jesus is telling you to do, that's the spirit you are. But if a lying spirit is influencing you and you act on it, that's the spirit you are. You remember God asked the angels out there, he said, who will go and be a lying spirit in the mouth of Ahab's prophets? And one of them said, I will go. He was a lying spirit. And he got into prophets, his false prophets, and lied to them. They were lying spirits. Well, when we follow God, we're an extension of him.
Amen. That's good.
If we follow the enemy, we're an extension of him.
Mm-hmm.
If compromise, if it's a spirit of compromise, which that's what we're doing. But if we follow the Lord, we're an extension of him.
Well,
so,
something you said about you obey mm-hmm. God. I'm reading a book by Joyce Meyer, it's like 250 pages, so mm-hmm. there's a lot in there on how to hear from God. That's the second thing that's the most important to hear from God is obedience.
Yeah.
That's right.
How you hear very close is by obedience.
You learn more from
God.
Mm-hmm. You learn more from God by as you obey him. One of the things I learned about
here,
I was considering why here, you know, why did, and I knew it was a good reason. We are made in God's image, and we're all going to grow, one way or another.
Yes.
If you die, if your body didn't die, you would change. You would forever grow, one way. Or another.
Well, we can't. If we live forever with all the disease and sin in this world, could you imagine how much pain we would be in?
Yeah, it'd be bad.
As you get older, you can feel different things naturally in your body.
Mm-hmm.
If you never died, if that was mercy.
Yeah.
Allow us to die.
The body dies, but the spirit cannot. Mm-hmm. It cannot ever go back to not existing.
Yes.
No such thing as soul sleep. You will be alert. You will be more alert than you are now.
Most
the body kind of slows us down.
Because it'll be
It'll be born again in heaven. That's why we regenerated. Your body will still, to get to where you get to work, my body, I don't got one, but anyway.
Everybody that,
But your soul will be saved when you get in heaven. Your spirit's saved now.
Yeah.
When you go to heaven, you have a, you'll have a complete perfect soul. Your mind will emotions there too.
And people, just like when people are out of the body, they're enhanced, their faculties are enhanced. You're going to grow. If you're of God, you're going to grow in Him.
Yes, amen.
Those who are of Satan, they're going to grow in Him. In a, in our lifetime, a man can get 3 or 4 degrees, you know, if he wants. Some people get more than that. And they can become professional people. You can become a doctor in, what, 8 years? You can become a lawyer in 5 or 6, you know. That's a short amount of time. All right, let's say you're going to live another 100 years. How many degrees you could have? Another 100 years, 300 years. That's a you have the potential to learn much.
And, all right. And think about how many times your opinions on things will change.
Yeah.
In that thought process.
And if you're growing in the Lord, you're going to forever grow.
Oh yeah, we'll never be too full of Him. Never
and then,
know everything. And though it's in there, the Holy Spirit knows everything.
Yeah, but those that love the world, their heart will get harder and harder. Yeah.